If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, intern Joe. It is Monday morning, and we're just...
Getting
on those delicious vibes. 585-252-9800. Some of our friends are here this morning weighing in. It is spring break for a lot of kids who are off of school all this week. So there's that. So I know some of your vibes are up. Especially parents.
You know, they're like, we're not even in the state. We're in Florida.
Some of them are actually annoyed. It's like, oh, get these kids back to school.
Literally.
Who's here, Breeze?
Wendy's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good this morning because I'm headed to my Zumba class bright and early.
Nice.
Gotta love it. Gotta dance it out. Wendy, go get it. Lindsay's here. She says, morning, Breeze and Moose. Feeling good this Monday morning because this weekend was extremely relaxing and I didn't do much of anything. Love that. Couldn't love that more.
That's the best. That's the
sometimes
best weekend.
You just need a reset. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kelsey's here as well. And she says, feeling good today because it is my daughter's first birthday and she's getting so big so quick.
Happy first birthday to your little girl.
Happy birthday.
Cute.
Vibes up, Joe?
Vibes are as high as they could be right now.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it, man.
We're just looking to move past it at this point.
Yeah, why don't you tell everyone what you did this weekend?
Well, what didn't I do this weekend? Drive, that's for sure.
Joe's a national champion over at Brockport College.
Yeah.
What did you win in? What did you do?
I did a case race.
Okay. Tell everyone what a case race is.
I drank 18 Twisted Teas and... three beers.
At what point is it embarrassing that you're telling people that you drink Twisted Teas? You know what I mean?
Are you a diabetic yet or what?
Hope not.
But you did that case race and finished. You did 18 Twisted Teas and three beers in how much time?
4.5 hours. It was rough.
Oh my God, my pump is crazy.
I don't get it. For what?
Well, we were doing Beer Olympics and...
Yes, of course, the Beer Olympics.
I was my team's... representative for the most consumed.
I see. Okay.
So it was me representing Mexico and someone else representing the USA.
In Mexico. Who, Mexico won, obviously.
Yeah, Mexico won.
It's time to put that disclaimer for legal purposes. We are not promoting this type of consumption.
Are you allowed to put this on like a resume
for future? I wouldn't.
I won the case race at Brockport in 2025, so it's kind of a big deal. Breeze?
Yeah, vibes are good. I have a crazy busy week. But these things happen. Got to keep tracking along. And this person says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Vibes are high. Went to the Tattoo Expo in Henrietta this weekend and got little tats with my friends.
Oh, nice. I forgot they had that this
There's
weekend.
A Tattoo Expo like every weekend. So yeah, every weekend.
Cool. Still debating if I want to get my first one. I ask everybody I meet, is it weird if I get a tattoo now at my age? They're like, no, absolutely not. You should do it. I think it would be weird depending on where I put it. Like if I put a giant tattoo on the back of my calf or my lower back, yeah, that would raise some eyebrows for sure.
Now you're just putting on the fake stick on ones.
Yeah.
Hashtag inkbox.
64 for the high today, you guys. Vibes are definitely up. Had a nice weekend. Family time yesterday. Hung out with friends on Saturday. But it was nice. It was really chill. So I'm looking forward to the start of the week. Also, if you guys aren't doing anything tomorrow night, and I'll bring this up again tomorrow, we are raising some money for the Equa Center at Tin Cup tomorrow between the hours of 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock for happy hour. We're going to be guest bartending.
What's the Equa Center?
Equa Center is it's for horses.
Oh.
It's kind of like the ASPCA.
Okay.
But it's for it's for animals, specifically horses. Great organization. I haven't done a ton of work with them.
We love a horse guy. You know, we do.
Huge horse guy. So we'll be making some...
Are you barebacking a horse in the cannery?
We'll be making some mediocre drinks tomorrow at Tin Cup.
Can't wait.
Will there be a horse? Will I be riding one throughout the parking lot at the cannery? Time will tell. Coming up on the show, such sad news that came in yesterday. A doctor at Rochester Regional Health and his whole family were killed in a plane crash over the weekend. This was near Albany. We'll tell you who this gentleman is and what the NTSB is saying could have possibly gone wrong. That's coming up for the big story of the day next on PXY Mornings.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is such sad news that came in yesterday morning. A doctor at Rochester Regional Health and his family were killed in a plane crash over the weekend. This was near Albany. And the hospital system has confirmed that Dr. Michael Groff, executive medical director of neurosciences.
Yeah, he was the director of all the doctors. So.
Yes, he died in that crash. His wife, identified as a Boston surgeon, also very successful. She died in the crash. The other victims were the couple's daughter, Karina, her parents, James, their son, Jared, and his partner, Alexia. The NTSB says just after noon, the small private passenger plane made by Mitsubishi was registered by Dynamic Spine Solutions in Weston, Massachusetts. And according to the FAA, it crashed into a field a few miles away from the Columbia County Airport. And the family flew out of an airport in West Harrison, just north of New York City, where they were heading to a planned holiday celebration. And then Rochester Regional Health released this statement on its website. Dr. Groff was a highly respected neurosurgeon and physician leader known for his clinical excellence, compassionate care, and unwavering commitment to advancing the field of neurosciences. His contributions to our health system and to the patients he served were immeasurable. We are in contact with Dr. Groff's family and ask their privacy be respected during this very difficult time. It's so sad when we see these stories come in because it seems to be happening more and more. But it's so sad. It looked like such a beautiful family, too. And everyone was so young. Everybody in the family was successful, including the kids. Mm-hmm. So really sad to hear about the news. Coming up on the show, we're doing the segment. It's called, Is This Normal or Concerning? Is this a sign that the person you love could possibly be a hoarder? Coming up, I'll share with you what our friend's husband has been doing. And this may be more common than people realize. We want to know if you also happen to collect this one thing. We'll tell you what it is coming up next on PXY. I don't know how many people do this, but oddly enough, something tells me this is more common than you might think. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Intern Joe is here this morning. Is this normal or concerning? That's the question. A friend over the weekend shared with the group that her husband started collecting sauce packets from restaurants they ordered, and she's very concerned because it's overwhelming the amount of times he's gone out of his way just to get these sauce packets and then bring them home and throw them in a drawer.
Gotta have them.
Why?
Just in case. Just in case.
Is it normal to have an emergency backup, or is this the gateway to hoarding? Because this guy went through a Taco Bell drive-thru just to ask for sauce packets and then just take them home and store them in a drawer. And the drawer is filled. I'm not talking about just a, you know, 50, 75 sauce packets. I'm talking there's hundreds of them. There's hundreds of packets of sauce, ketchup, mayo, sour cream, every condiment you can think of. Does that stuff even expire? I mean, how many of you do this? You collect condiment packets, you keep them in a fridge or a drawer at home, because I think every break room in America has a drawer or a compartment in the fridge where ketchup or mustard packets
have
been
sitting. We have a drawer upstairs.
They've been sitting there for years. Nobody's going to use it. Like, how long do you need this soy sauce sitting in here for? I truly believe, though, people don't use them. They just collect them out of habit. I mean, there's cheese in our fridge upstairs that has been growing mold on it since December. Nobody will throw it away. And that cheese is right next to a pile of sauce packets that nobody's going to use.
It's honestly very smart to keep them, because there's so many times where a DoorDash driver or a to-go person can screw you over and forget your soy sauce, and forget your Chick-fil-A sauce, and forget all your sauce. But if you have it locked and loaded and ready to go,
you're good to go. There are people that will only collect the Chick-fil-A sauce. I think that's worth more in value than, of course, all of these stupid little condiment sauce packets. But
a lot of them you can't buy.
Well, the other thing is, too, because it's been sitting there for so long, even if I did have them available to me, I couldn't use them because, in my mind, they're old and gross. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's so much preservatives in those that they are willing to last a lifetime. It's like space food.
Well, that's the other thing, too. I don't know how people drink coffee, mate. That creamer just sits upstairs on the counter for months on end. I'm like, this doesn't need to be refrigerated.
What's coffee made?
Coffee mate.
Mate?
It's the creamer.
Dairy-free creamer. It's the powdered stuff.
Oh. No, well, it's not even powder, too. These are the creams.
I'm not a coffee girl.
And there's boxes of them sitting upstairs.
Couldn't be me.
I'm like, oh, it's good. They have a lot of flavors, but what the hell do they put in that stuff where you could just not refrigerate it ever? You know what I'm saying? And you're a college student. I know for a fact you must somewhere where you're living have a drawer full of sauce packets. I mean, you have two other roommates.
Yeah, so the only sauce packets I ever ask for or save are the ones from Taco Bell. And Arby's sauce from Arby's. That's it.
Because you can't get that anywhere. Like, it's stupid to save a ketchup packet. You can just go buy a whole bottle of ketchup for like $3.
I haven't had Arby's in years. And they have the best sauces.
Yeah. I literally will ask them, hey, can you put a handful of the sauces in my bag? Pro tip, it goes on a turkey sandwich.
Mm. Ooh.
Grilled turkey sandwich. With the Arby's sauce.
Honestly, this might be like...
The horsey sauce?
Not trying to be like a pick-me, but like, I don't think I've ever had Arby's in my life.
It's a weird flex. Yeah, you're missing out, Breezy, because what does Arby's have, Joe?
We've got the meats.
They've got the meats, Breeze.
And a cowboy hat.
And a cowboy hat, yeah.
When Arby's was on Monroe Ave, I think they turned it into a Burger King now. But I used to go there and... There was this cute little girl running the cashier all the time. Mm-hmm. And I used to go in there, too, after, like, a club night. And I'm like, hey, Chastity, how you doing? She's like, chicken cordon bleu. I was like, you know it. They got the best sandwiches.
It's like 3 a.m.
It's the best sandwiches. But, yes, you're right, Joe. They do have some of the best sauces. But
yeah, it's like, I think there's no worry or concern if someone's saving those sauces that are not available for purchase.
But hundreds of them in a drawer?
Yeah, no, I've got like three in my fridge. That's it.
I don't understand. I think
you need variety.
If you're going to Taco Bell not to order food, but just to ask them for sauce, you have a problem.
Yes.
My brother, when we were growing up, used to only go to McDonald's for the toys.
Well, everybody...
He would collect... No, like, he wouldn't buy a Happy Meal. They just buy the toy, so...
Can you do that?
They did.
You can
my
just...
My whole upbringing.
Yeah.
It's like $2.
Just not on the menu. They don't want people to know it, but you can do it.
The Happy Meal toys, that's...
But they used to have, like, really cool toys. Like, they would always be in conjunction with whatever movie was coming out that year or day or week.
So the marketing team of McDonald's wanted the restaurant to start being more adult, more grown up.
Yeah.
Which is why they started, you know, marketing their coffees and their espressos and all that stuff. And they changed the look of McDonald's. Remember the playhouses and all that stuff?
Yeah.
They're like, we can't do this anymore. We're losing business.
They used to have indoor playgrounds and
oh my God, it was
happy colors everywhere.
And they were like really, bacteria. They weren't even like peewee. They were like monstrous, tall, amazing jungle gym play areas, ball pits.
Ew.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in that. My husband does this, but he doesn't keep the sauces in a drawer at home. He keeps everything in his glove box in his vehicle. Oh, yeah, all those 90-degree days in the summertime.
But they off-balance with the 40-degree days.
Oh, God. This is not good.
So.
We love some hot horsey sauce, do we not?
I don't even like regular horsey sauce.
We got to take Breezy to Arby's. Oh, by the way, Joe, I don't know if you know this about Breezy. Never in her life has she ever had a Big Mac.
I know. Never.
Good for you.
Why is that good?
It's not even like I'm trying to hold out. I'm just haven't had the opportunity. I'm a nug girl.
Yeah, she's a nuggy girl. Why is it a good thing?
Because it's not even that good.
You know they're a sponsor of ours, right?
Oh, dang.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
How many of you would spend $1,000 on this one service? Call me crazy, but I came across this new app that's called Protector. Now, obviously, if I ever become rich, I'm not going to say anything, but there will absolutely be signs. For example, I would pay every single morning for this service to pick me up and drive me to work. And if you have ever heard of this app, let us know how many of you would be interested in using this service, even for fun, maybe just one time, because there's an annual membership fee of $129. And then the rate to book, which I'll tell you what this is, but bodyguards are included, you're going to pay $1,000 for a 5-hour minimum. And that includes law enforcement. What this is the app Protector is making waves because you can log in and hire your own armed security guards or agents to come pick you up. And what looks like bulletproof vehicles, I don't know, you just take you to Wegmans or something like that. It would be amazing. And these are either active duty or retired law enforcement officers, but they each have a profile and you can choose how many, which ones you want to hire, and they all show up in full pea suits and come to your door to get you. They're basically Secret Service. How baller is this?
Not that important.
I know, but that's the point. That's the point. Maybe you and a couple friends, you put together $1,000 and then for 5 hours, these people protect you and follow you around.
Or you could just light money on fire. That works too.
Now, I have to say, this service right now is in New York City. It's in LA, but slowly going to be operating nationwide. And here's what it says on their website. Welcome to Protector. Get ready to be protected. Protector is a revolutionary personal security app. And it enhances personal protection and makes private security available to the general public in an on-demand fashion. So with the click of a button, Protector users can schedule veteran and former law enforcement private security personnel to serve as a personal protection when needed. And I'm telling you right now, how cool would you look if you needed to just run a couple of errands? Hey, I have an appearance coming up this summer. I think that like a Dairy Queen. I would love to hire these guys to pick me up and take me there.
Not you losing money on an appearance.
He's
in debt for the appearance. Gets paid $200. He only walks away with like negative $800.
585-252-9800. If you would use this service, I don't know on what, but I think it's a great idea and it thinks outside the box. You can select the clothes and the suits you want these guys to wear all the way down to the color of their tie. You can choose which motorcade is going to pick you up. Maybe you want an all blacked out GMC. Maybe you want an Escalade. No problem. That's an option. If they start offering this service in Rochester, which they will, I'm going to use it to pick up my parents and it will take them to their anniversary dinner. My mother would be mortified. I think my dad would appreciate it. I think he would be down with this.
I'm speechless. If there's anything that I know about you, it's that you love to be protected.
I love being protected.
Man, woman, dog. Doesn't matter.
I just like the comfort of knowing, hey, someone's got my back here. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the situation.
That's why you go for very muscular women.
I go for muscular women? What?
Yes. You've been on dates with many a bodybuilder. And I think that plays a role in it. I really do. I'll tell you one thing. If you're walking down East Ave with a girl, you're the one walking on the inside. You're
guys,
not walking closer to the street.
I'll say it once, I'll say it again. You got to find yourself a woman that walks on the sidewalk closest to the street.
Yeah.
I don't let her.
Or a woman that actually works for this service. I'm telling you, the app is called Protector. Look it up. $1,000 gets you 5-hour minimums of personal security.
I guess I'll ask a deeper question. Is this more for you actually feeling protected or you for you feeling important?
I think it's a little bit of both because a couple of years back, there was a service where you can hire where they would pretend to be producing your own true E! Hollywood story. And they would just follow you around for 6 hours with cameras and boom mics and lights.
Now I would do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it.
Now I would do that. I live every day like I'm in a movie.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And you would just be walking down the street and these people would follow you. And it's hysterical because everyone thinks you're somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now that is something I can get behind because it's attention grabbing. This is not really attention grabbing. You're just with a big hulking man in a bulletproof vest.
No, Breeze, you can have four of these guys in suits with Ray-Bans on show up in a motorcade, and you don't think that's drawing attention if you go to Tops or something?
Tops is the last place I would go.
I'm just saying, you got to run a couple errands. You're important. I think it would be so fun. So this is what you guys need to do for like a bachelor or a bachelorette party. Hire this service.
Next year's bachelor auction.
Bachelor auction.
Why would we do that when we can just hire Joe? We can like throw him like $100 and like put him in a bulletproof vest,
get him a cheap pair of Ray-Bans. I have friends who own and operate private security in Rochester.
There you go.
Yeah, we can just cut corners. Yeah.
And not to mention, a lot of people have been asking me. I've had at least two or three people ask me if you're a cop. I'm not even joking. Now that you have like, the whole mustache, I think it was last week we posted our action figures that AI produced for us on our Instagram page. 98 PXY Rochester, and I had my buddy reach out to me. He's like, is your intern like an undercover cop? I was like,
you do look like you could like be on Jump Street, like 21 Jump Street. I don't know. It's giving narc vibes for sure.
So once again, it's $1,000 for a minimum of 5 hours, you guys.
You can't do this.
The membership fee is $129 annually, which is nothing. And then you can pick out guy has a profile in a short video saying their background, what they do, who they are. And then you can pick the motorcade, what you want them to wear. And I'm tempted right now.
Also, like, okay, if somebody's really that important, a presidential figure, anyone in higher government, any actor, like, they have this on hand. They don't need to seek it out on an app.
Well, I'm saying it's not for people like that. It's for people like us.
I think this is also maybe for someone who's like, you know what? I would like to not be put in harm's way.
Not to mention, your birthday's in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want this to like kind of take you around with your girlfriends?
I'd just get a limo instead.
Yeah, but these guys have like abs.
not really my vibe.
That's true.
Not really my vibe.
Once again, the app is Protector.
I worry about this. I fear that you will dabble into this and get yourself into a massive amount of debt.
You guys know what my interests are. So if you ever want to put your heads together and buy me a gift.
Yeah. Well, 500 noted. Each.
Noted.
500 each.
Wait,
500 each.
Joe's that's like, I haven't even made that in a whole semester I've been here.
Guys making $5.75 an hour.
A party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It was a very special night on Saturday night. A special moment for the Ronald McDonald House, who we work closely with here at Odyssey, Charities of Rochester. Like I said, Saturday night, the group held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to launch its first-of-a-kind mobile medical unit. The unit will be used help support families for medically complex children. And this is amazing because they can just come right to you. You don't really have to move and they will be there whenever and wherever you need. To be able to come and relieve them of any travel burden says Carolyn Batulia, the senior VP of Ronald McDonald Charity Houses of Rochester, says that that is what they are meant to do. Facilitating care and getting care where and when they need it is going to help them succeed and thrive for not only the children, but the families as well. The ribbon cutting also kicked off the organization's 35th anniversary gala, and the group celebrates more than 30 years of helping local families. There's a ton of people in the area that are medically based that are doing these like mobile units, which I think is great. I know Trillium has one. I just spoke with the Breast Cancer Coalition. They're in conjunction with a mammo van. So they will be on site at the event that will be happening in May, the Pink and Teal Challenge, where they're just going to be giving free mammograms to people. Mm-hmm. And it's really great because a lot of these people who are medically charged and complex can't really move around as freely as anybody else.
Right.
So it's a really great thing and honestly something to be proud of for Ronald McDonald. So very happy for them.
We love the Ronald McDonald House. And not to mention just Ronald McDonald himself.
No, fully. Love that clown.
What would you guys do as a parent if you knew your son was cheating on his girlfriend? 585-252-9800. We got a message from a mom. We'll call Shannon this morning. And is asking if she should be the one to tell her son's girlfriend if he's choosing not to. What would you do? We'll talk about it coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY. What would you do as a parent if you knew your son was cheating on his girlfriend? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. It's an all-new Parental Confidential this morning. And we'll go ahead. We'll call this mom, Shannon, who wrote in. Are there certain areas in your kid's life when they're at the age of 17, like Shannon's son, where you just mind your own business? You let them figure it out for themselves?
Mm.
Or do you step in? Do you interject? Here's the message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My son, he's 17. It's embarrassing. It's wrong. But I found out he has been cheating on his girlfriend. He has had trouble in school. He's had trouble making friendships. And against all odds, he found a girl that wanted to be in a relationship with him. This is a girl that makes good grades, has good morals, etc. We've met her parents like our son. However, he arrived home late one day, and my other son went to go track him down, wasn't answering his phone. Well, my other son sent pictures of him kissing another girl. We're highly upset.
So tough.
Man, that brother just threw him under the bus. Yeah. I don't know if I should.
He's like, found him.
Yeah, here he is. I don't know if I should force him to confess to his girlfriend or if we should tell her parents or just leave it alone. Because I fear by just leaving it, we become responsible to his bad behavior. And I'm really at a loss right now. I've never been in this situation. Does anyone listening have any advice on this in this matter? Thank you so much.
First of all, no, you don't run to the girl or their parents or her parents. You talk to your son. You sit your son down and you figure out what the hell is going on, because without getting the full picture, I mean, for all you know, they could be broken up and he just didn't tell you yet. You know what I mean? Like, you need to relax for 1 minute.
Yeah, it sounds like she, from what I know, has had conversations with her son, but I don't know if he's willing to even tell her. We already have some messages coming in for this. 585-252-9800. Before we get to our listeners, I will say, as a 17-year-old teenager at one point, I too made stupid decisions, because when you're young, you think finding a great girl is a dime a dozen. It's not. But you don't realize that until you get older. But I think the best thing any parent can do would be to call your kid out on their BS. Because if you let something like that go on, the only thing that's happening is they're going to grow up to be men who continue to treat women poorly. Now, the uncomfortable conversations my parents had with me, yeah, it's when I slipped up. Or maybe I treated a girlfriend poorly as a teenager. I got called out for it. Those are situations that were never swept under the rug, which I appreciate now. But I would 100% call your son out on this one, because you don't want him to continue that behavior, right?
Yeah, no, that's messed up. Like, you have to talk to him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, her even giving herself or her husband or anyone involved the option to just, like, breeze over talking to their son, their blood, before going to the mom or the girlfriend. Or
what I would not do, do not get a hold of this girl's parents. Do not tell them.
That's probably the worst thing you probably could do.
There's no need for that. Let's get over to hear what some of our listeners have to say. We got a text coming in right away from a listener named Alex. He says, I was this exact 17-year-old. I had a girl who really liked me, and I took advantage of her companionship plus the physical relationship with me because I was horny and I was dumb. She bought me things, parents loved me, and I cheated multiple times. My mom being super disappointed in me, I think, is what hurt the most. I would absolutely tell your son that he needs to come clean. Chrissy says, good morning, guys. As someone who has been in that girl's shoes, I really appreciate that there are parents like this who actually care about it. Please don't let this go on for her and help your son become a better person.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to. Teach him to be a better man.
You got to. You literally have to. That's on you. This person says, you need to sit him down and tell him this is unacceptable. And if he continues down this way of life, you will no longer support him or any future relationships that he might bring home.
Joe, you're a 25-year-old college student. You ever sure you ever cheat?
Never.
Never been in a relationship where you cheated?
Correct. I've been cheated on. And
how'd you find out?
Same, Joe.
Okay, Breezy. We know.
Pictures. Pictures.
Ooh.
Pictures.
Like proof? Like literal proof was in the pudding?
Pictures of the two of them locking lips at the bar.
Oh, at the bar. She was like, I was drunk. I didn't remember it.
Were you in college?
It. Yeah, this was in like October.
Oh, fresh.
Oh, this is yeah, this is totally fresh. All right, well, not pour salt on the wounds, buddy. I'm sorry that happened. But you got to figure out what you don't want before you know what you want.
Yeah.
And now here you are, massively successful at 90PXY.
Exactly.
Massively.
Who knows where she is, you know?
Yeah. Arby's. Let's go over to Angela. We went to Angela. Let's go to Sarah. I wouldn't even tell him to confess, but discuss with him, at least bringing it up with her, if this is how he plans to treat her. Because no young girl needs to start her dating life with the first boy presumably being a cheater. Sets her up for all sorts of trust issues.
Oh, no, she'll be.
From the outset, in my opinion. Yeah, she's 100% right, Sarah.
Yeah, she will be scarred for life. Not speaking from experience.
What about you? You got around in high school. Did you ever cheat on your first boyfriend?
No. I didn't have time. They beat me to it.
This is ridiculous. Guys, good morning. I can actually appreciate this mom. This is part of character development and not enabling his behavior of a chain of broken hearts. And that's totally respected. Yeah, she's trying to find the answer to do the right thing. And that's
she
totally
has
respectable. Let's go over to Daniela. Good morning, guys. I do not agree with meddling in your son's business. Teenagers need to figure this stuff out on their own. And he almost is a legal adult. He doesn't need his mom butting into his relationships. Well, I think he does.
Multiple relationships. There's a lot of rolling relationships. Think he needs someone to say, hey, buddy, unless you're going to explore polygamy, you gotta maybe just hit one, you know, keep it to one and done. Which if he is, that's his personal choice.
Who's the other woman that your brother caught you with?
Oh, yeah, that's a twist of fate.
Where were they?
Sure.
I want to know where they were.
Arby's.
Behind a Red Lobster parking lot. If you have a daughter, or if you were being cheated on, and the other mother-in-law knew but didn't tell you, what would you think? Coddling boys makes them crappy men. Hold him accountable and make him confess, or do it yourself. Those are his options. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, but I think mostly everyone here agrees that you got to
really
speak up.
I wouldn't give options. This is what you're doing, and if you don't like it, the truth will be revealed.
The two options are you tell her or we tell her.
Right.
Oh,
she will be told.
Oh, that would, I don't know. Some people don't agree with that at all. Like Daniela. Jason says he'll never forgive you if you tell her. He will only learn his lesson if he faces it himself. And I would talk to him about it and let him know how wrong it is. But at the end of the day, you have to let him deal with it. If you guys are just tuning in for Parental Confidential, we got a mom that wrote in, we'll call her Shannon today, who says family found out that their 17-year-old son has been cheating on his girlfriend, who they all very much adore. What do you do in that situation? Because it doesn't sound like he's going to confess.
No, and it doesn't even sound like he knows that they know. Sounds like he thinks he's flying under the radar. Well, the brother took pictures, so.
Yeah, the brother threw him under the bus. Real quick, Brenda says these kids need to realize there are consequences for their stupid actions in life. And this will be a great learning lesson.
Yeah, I say get ahead of it now. I mean, you don't want to have this conversation when he's 35 going through his first divorce because he couldn't keep it in his pants. I mean, that's going to be a hefty, hefty bill. And then now you could just be like, hey, this is free. Instead of dealing with this 10 years down the line with $10,000 worth of lawyer fees.
Yeah. It's hard when you're 16 to 17, especially as a teenage boy. You're horny and stupid. You're not thinking. But when you first have that actual first heartbreak, it does a lot to you, especially if you're the one responsible for it. It puts a lot into perspective of like, wow, I really hurt this person. I don't ever want to feel like this again because God knows I've been there, done that.
You cheated?
In L.A., yeah, in L.A.
Oof.
It was one of those things where I was, not that I'm trying to justify my wrongdoings, but I was with a woman who would constantly accuse me of doing something I wasn't doing, and then one night I just got really fed up, and I was like, whatever. It's just the relationship went really south. It wasn't good, so I had to, but I had to come clean. And then we'll go over to our last text that says, who else is here? It says, yes, as the mother, you should absolutely bring it up to him. Do not tell the parents, but have a sit down conversation and tell him, that you guys know and what he's doing is absolutely wrong, but don't sweep it under the rug.
Correct.
Yeah. You got to have that conversation with him, Shannon. 100%.
Must.
I think we can all agree with that. Thanks for texting in, though, and sharing your dirty laundry on our show. We do appreciate that. We're going to do another Parental Confidential. Thank you for the text this morning, guys. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe. Welcome back to the show. Some of us are not a fan of this one thing. Some people live for it. I'm not one of these people. Although it's been done to me quite a handful of times.
I think it's like very telling what type of person you are.
Yeah.
If you're into this or if you're not. Like, obviously very type A people are like, I can't, like, I need full control. I need to know exactly what's going on.
I think type A people just are big planners. So when they're caught off guard, especially with a party,
right.
It's like, I would have dressed better for this event if I knew it was coming.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I would have worn different shoes.
It depends on who's throwing it, right? Because they need to think about all avenues of your outfit, how you're going to appear. If you show up in a grout fit to your surprise party, you best believe I have an outfit packed for you ready to go.
If you
can change into.
Go back. If you show up what?
In a grout fit.
What is that?
It's a gray outfit.
A full gray outfit.
What's wrong with that?
It's just you're just in a gray sweatsuit. It's not great. It's not fashionable whatsoever. Pretty lazy.
It's not what you want to wear to a surprise party.
No.
Like, like gray sweatpants and like a gray
and a gray
hoodie.
Crew neck.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Don't want you in the grout fit.
I feel like I can rock that. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I can rock it.
I don't think anybody can. It's giving prison life. But the reason that I'm bringing this up is because I love a surprise party. I love being caught off guard. I love knowing that. Because when it comes to having somebody throw something for me, it's a sign of love. It's a sign of endearment. It's a sign of thoughtfulness. You thought of me. You went through all of these hoops and lengths to plan this massive, huge party and got everybody they love together. Like, okay, tell me you're obsessed with me without telling me you're obsessed with me.
Oh, my God.
But there are some people in this world that don't feel that way and get genuinely like really pissed off.
Yeah, they warn people. If you throw me a surprise party and you catch me off guard, I'm leaving. Which also is super selfish. Somebody went through the trouble, but they warned you. They did warn you.
Very selfish.
It gives ungrateful.
Very ungrateful. So over the weekend, I went to a surprise party for my friend. She turned 30. It was great.
Dirty 30.
People were flying in from Texas and Boston and Connecticut. And it was like this whole shebang, like surprise after surprise after surprise. And it was fun. Like we had a blast. And then I have my girlfriend's mom texting me. And she's like, we need to plan something for Patrice's 30th because my girlfriend's turning 30.
Oh, that's nice of you to share this live on the air.
In a month.
Okay,
no, well, I mean, it was all came to a screeching halt last night.
Oh, what'd she say?
Because she caught wind of it or saw something on my phone and was like, if you do this, like, we are going to be in a fight.
Why doesn't she want a surprise party?
Oh, my God. Like, this is drama. Like, me trying to show you how much I love you. She's like,
no. Wait, first of all, why did she know about it? Why was it brought up? Why was this brought to her attention?
I think she saw my phone, me texting her mom, and like went through my text messages.
Okay, well, you still have to do it, regardless whether she gets pissed or not.
So now the thing is, it's not a surprise party anymore.
It's not a surprise party.
You've been warned.
She doesn't want it. No, right. She doesn't want it. She's like, I'll tell you exactly what I want. Proceeds to tell me exactly what she wants. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, I honestly, I get it. I get where she's coming from. And I do think that if you're the one throwing the surprise party and this person is adamantly saying they don't want one, it is selfish on your part to go through with it.
See, I don't know why this would be a huge surprise on your part because you love the attention. You would love a surprise party. You just made mention of that. All the people you've ever dated are the opposite of you because you would never date somebody who gets more attention than you do.
No.
That would be the end of the relationship.
No,
you would never do it.
We wouldn't even start. So.
I'm not even joking, Joe. She wouldn't date somebody because they had more Instagram followers than her.
No.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Sheesh.
First time I ever had a surprise party thrown for me, it was my 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in high school, and my mom tells me, hey, your dad's bringing you to the mall at Grease Ridge to go pick out the new Matchbox 20 CD. I'm like, sick.
Like, best day of my life, obviously.
We're going to FYE in the mall. Meanwhile, all my friends come over, okay, and they throw a black light party. Well, back then, self-tanner was a really big thing because I used to go to Bed Bath and whatever, Bath and Body Works. Well, I used to put the self-tanner on, but I went downstairs in the basement. They yelled surprise. They took a bunch of Polaroid pictures, and when they got developed, it's just me, and you can see my teeth, but I'm covered in blotches from this self-tanner, covered in blotches.
Oh, wow, that black light really didn't do you any favors, did it?
It did not at all.
Me no favors.
Another thing about the surprises is, like, if you're going to do it, you need to commit and follow through. You know how pissed off I was? It was...
Yeah, I know.
It was... I'll tell Joe. It was, like, 2 years ago, I had an ex-girlfriend who half-assed a surprise for me, was going on a trip during my birthday, and then was like supposed to be on a plane, and I checked her location and she wasn't on said plane.
The whole thing was terrible. I mean, she ruined it.
She ruined the
If you're going to do it, commit to the bit.
Exactly.
All right, we have a call coming in right now from Breezy's girlfriend. Let me pick her up real quick.
Patrice?
Breezy's girlfriend, everyone. All right, so you don't want a surprise party thrown for you?
Not at all.
All right, but if they were to do one, you would have to pretend to be excited, right?
I probably wouldn't pretend. That's why I don't want one, because I'm not going to be excited and I'm not good at faking that.
Yeah, but let me ask you something.
Why are you so angry?
I'm not angry. I just don't want one.
If everyone's going out of their way to surprise you or just be there for your birthday, do you not want one because you don't like the attention and it's uncomfortable, or there's going to be people there you don't like? Which one is it?
Oh, I just don't want the attention. Like, it's just another day. I'm just it's another year. It's not that deep.
Oh, my God. Who is that?
I get it.
The opposite of Breezy.
It's crazy.
The opposite. So what are you going to do for Breezy's birthday in 3 weeks?
She's not even going to be here.
You're not even going to be?
I don't know. I've asked her like 20 times. She's like, I don't know. I'm only turning 31. I'm like, well, you make a big deal out of it. And so I don't know. I'm just showing up, I guess.
Yeah, 31 could be a big deal considering you never know when it's your last day.
Oh my God.
I mean? I'm just saying.
This is very true.
Something tragic could happen at any time. Yeah, you should absolutely you should celebrate every day. Every day is a celebration.
You're right.
I want to point it out there.
I didn't know this was a thing until Breezy yesterday at dinner was like, so your mom called me about your birthday and she wants to do something.
That's not the story she gave us.
The bead. Okay. I didn't do anything. I said, I don't want a surprise party.
You're a liar.
Wait. No.
Oh, she saw me texting her mom.
No.
You told me.
So then, yes,
I took the phone and saw the messages, but you had already told me.
We went to the surprise party on Saturday and she's like, if anyone ever does this for me, I'm walking out. I'm storming out. I'm leaving. I'm like, okay. And her mom's like, surprise party planning? I'm like, it sounds like Patrice would storm out. So,
yeah, to know.
I mean,
don't ever do that.
I would love a surprise party.
Me too.
I would love one.
That's fine, I guess.
Well, we could throw one for you.
Well, yeah, let's say listen, guys, I'm a simple man, Patrice. You take me to Panera Bread for lunch and then surprise me at night. I don't know. We can go anywhere.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
You guys planning something? All right. On air?
Well, happy birthday in advance in case we forget, okay?
Thanks so much.
See ya.
That's the thing. If we did forget, she'd be pissed too. So it's like, what are we doing here? Which I have done in the past. So. Not with her, other people.
Speaking of Panera Bread, do you think a woman would be turned off if like I ordered the...
You picked two?
Chicken Bacon Ranch Panini.
For what?
I don't know, that sounds good.
It just sounds like a good lunch. Because I ordered that one time in front of a woman and she was turned off. I was like, it's delicious.
Sounds like she's got personal problems.
Speaking of experience, it's crazy.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Such sad news that came in over the weekend. A doctor at Rochester Regional Health and his family were killed in a plane crash over the weekend near Albany. And the hospital system has confirmed that Dr. Michael Grof, Executive Medical Director of Neurosciences, died in that crash. His wife, identified as a Boston surgeon, she also died in the crash. But the other victims were the couple's daughter, Karina, her partner James, their son Jared, and his partner Alexia. And the NTSB says that just afternoon, the small private passenger plane made by Mitsubishi was registered to Dynamic Spine Solutions in Weston, Massachusetts. And according to the FAA, it crashed into a field a few miles away from the Columbia County Airport. And the family flew out of an airport in West Harrison, north of New York City. They were heading to a planned holiday celebration. And then Rochester Regional Health released this statement on its website that the doctor was a highly respected neurosurgeon and physician leader known for his clinical excellence, compassionate care, and unwavering commitment to advance the field of neuroscience. His contributions to our health system and to the patients he served were immeasurable. We are in contact with the family and ask that their privacy be respected during this difficult time. It's so sad to see this, and it seems to be happening more and more. It looked like a beautiful family, but that's tragic. And especially the news that just came in last week about that helicopter crash with the chopper that fell into the Hudson. That whole family passed. They were visiting, I believe, from Spain, Barcelona, something like that. I don't know. That whole family was successful. Beautiful looking family, and it was really, really sad to see this news come in this weekend.
Absolutely.
Coming up on the show, you guys, we're going to get to all of your hot takes and unpopular opinions for There I Said It. Send us your messages to 585-252-9800. We'll get to those coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said It
on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
585-252-9800 is a number to call if you feel you need to clear
the air
this morning for There I Said It. We'll go to James first, who's texting in this morning. What's up, James? Thanks for your unpopular opinion. He says, stop ruining your food with ketchup. There I said it. If you throw it on a steak, you don't deserve to eat steak, because it drives me nuts the amount of people who ruin a good meal with this condiment.
Oof.
Yes, the ketchup on steak. I did do it at 8 years old. I'm not going to lie.
I don't eat steak. And I don't really like ketchup, so tomatoes?
I don't know. Who doesn't like ketchup? You know what I mean? I do love ketchup.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's just all salt.
Good morning, guys. I'm not trying to be mean, but if you guys want an unpopular opinion, here it is. If you cannot comfortably sit in a plane seat, you should be forced to purchase 2 plane tickets. There I said it. Oof.
Oh, dear.
The seatbelt extender.
Yikes.
What do you got over there?
Mine for today is this. I truly believe there's no better feeling in the entire world than a brand new hoodie or crew neck. There I said it. After like 4 or 5 wears or washes, it becomes a little pilly and then it's not comfortable anymore. But brand new, it's soft, it's light, it's airy. And then I don't want it after a month of wears.
I mean, I love a good crew neck, but I could keep it forever. I never feel a need
to throw it out. But the inside is like not, the softness texture is not the same as when you first got it.
That's why you should only wash it like once every 20 wears.
Yeah, but if you're running marathons in it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it. Do you agree?
They lose the softness, but I don't care that much. They're still comfortable.
But I will say, like, you don't notice it as much until you get a brand new one that you're like, oh, this is what it could feel like. As soft as the one that I just got out of the packaging.
We did just get some brand new PXY Morning Moose and Breezy crew necks out off the press.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Joe goes, yeah, I put them all away.
I would like one. He goes, I would actually like one. Crystal says, I think we all need to stop apologizing or feeling embarrassed if you don't know how to use chopsticks. There isn't anything wrong with using a fork to eat sushi or Chinese food. There, I said it. I have to disagree with you on that one.
I will too. It makes the sushi fall apart if you stab it.
You can't eat it with a fork. I took my buddy out once to a really nice restaurant to get sushi. And he asked the waiter, he's like, excuse me, do you guys have like a fork or something? She's like, what? I'm like, come on, just learn to use.
You can't eat sushi with a fork.
Do you know how to use chopsticks?
Yeah, I mean, like, I know how to eat sushi, but I won't eat like fried rice with chopsticks.
So?
I will.
You what?
I will eat fried rice with chopsticks.
One grain at a time?
Yeah, I mean, that's harder to do. You could just use a spoon. I don't think anyone's going to get offended.
But yeah, I'll do the
chopsticks. So I told my buddy, you should just, you know, out of respect, we're an authentic sushi restaurant in a very nice city. You should just try and use them. So he gets the chopstick and he stabs the sushi with it.
I was going to say, he just
you know
right
what he did.
Through it. Yeah. He poked right through it.
You knew exactly what he did.
SMH. This person says, low-waisted jeans look bad on literally everyone. There, I said it. I mean, yeah,
I don't know. I feel like that's rage bait right there.
it's rage bait?
Yeah. You're familiar with that term, right?
Why do you say that?
Because it definitely looks good on some people. Like, not everyone. Not everyone, but some people.
When your pelvis is, like, poking out, it's just...
Well, men aren't wearing low-waisted jeans.
Right.
Right?
Some men are.
Well, some men are, yeah. Let's go over to our friend Hunter. Let's go over to...
You have no man. I'm like, you were just with one on Saturday.
Let's go over to this person. Just because you wrap something in bacon doesn't automatically mean it's going to taste good. There, I said it. Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one.
I politely decline. Elderly folks age 80 and up should not drive. When they're driving 10 miles below the speed limit, it's an obvious sign it's time to retire your license because you're slowing down traffic. There, I said it. This is the hottest take this show will ever see. We talk about it. It recycles itself once every 3 months. about the age in which you should have your license taken away.
Now, we brought this up last year and we got into deep conversation about it because there was that woman that accidentally backed out of a parking lot. She was a senior and she killed a woman that was walking behind her. And she shouldn't have, most likely she shouldn't have been having, she shouldn't have had her driver's license. And so what's the age? 80? I said 80. We had people call in and say 60. I'm like, 60?
Like, that's my mom.
What? It's a little too young.
Yeah.
No.
There's a lot of six-year-olds that
really,
are with it.
I really think you should just, like, just have to retest.
Yeah. That's yeah. what like, it comes down to, is you should just have to retake your driver's test.
Like, I think once every 10 years, retest is valid.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people my age that they just don't know how to drive anymore.
Yeah. What's yours for today, Joseph? Shoot it to us straight.
I guess it's just the retesting drivers. I think once every 10 years.
Low-hanging fruit.
She's such a hater. Tim says, I'm laughing in the car right now with my wife because she is the queen of putting ketchup on steak. She also prefers it well done because she thinks any pink in the middle of meat will kill her instantly.
Nope.
That's definitely not how that one works.
Nope. That's not how it works.
People eat like raw steak.
I know. I love when it's dripping just a little bit of blood.
That would be me.
I don't know who this guy is. and then we'll go over to Dave that says, wing stop, more like wing slop.
That's not even a hot take.
Again, low-hanging fruit.
Well, I don't understand.
Do we even have a wing stop here?
Yeah. Grease Ridge Mall.
What?
Yeah.
In the mall?
Yeah.
Since when?
It's right next to the... all the other restaurants that are like right on the outside of the mall there.
You're right, Joe.
There's a Wingstop in Greece. My God, I
right
did
next
not know
to
that.
Bathtub, Billy's.
I love Wingstop.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't agree?
No.
Oh, it is Wingstop? Why? It's too much sauce?
No, it's just...
I'm on a map right now. There's an elderly woman pushing a cart across the way. I love that.
Is there a cart full of wings?
No, it's just the sauce.
So what's better, Wingstop or Buffalo Wild Wings?
B-dubs.
B-dubs all day, baby. You know, it's sad to say, because we have so many great places in this city that offer outstanding wings. But when I was living in Hollywood, the best place you can go to get wings was Buffalo Wild Wings. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that tracks.
That's it. It was the best place. And I was like, oh, man, this is my only option.
Because they're probably the only place around there that didn't, like, bread their wings. Right?
Of course, Greece has all the chain restaurants.
You want to go hit up a B-dubs after the show?
I mean,
Webster, here we come.
I don't have a card right now.
Yeah, you're paying.
We got to talk about that coming up, though. Joe, yeah. Intern Joe's card got hacked. Therefore, his girlfriend now is in charge of finances.
That's what Moose says, anyway.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe's spending accounts are all frozen because of fraud. And this is a huge problem considering the fact that he has to take his girlfriend to dinner tomorrow night. So we started chatting and we want to know, what do you guys think? Is it wrong to ask her to pay considering it's a brand new relationship? 585-252-9800, let us know. But Joe, before we get into that part of the conversation... How are you even hacked?
What's going on?
I don't know how I was hacked. I just got an M&T text at like 6 in the morning yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. So I was still recovering from my Saturday and
we know
I roll over. I look at my phone and I'm like, I did not spend $40.
PayPal.
No, that was not me through PayPal.
And $40. And that's, you make that in a week here.
No, actually. At least he's making money. We were like spending money to work here.
That's true. Okay, so because of that, they freeze your account.
Yeah, they say we have temporarily disabled your card. You can call this number. I called that number.
Did you think at any point that this was a scam?
No, because I've gotten M&T texts before.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you got to realize.
From the same text number.
Yeah, they were just robbed last week in Brockport. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All their money is gone.
Yep.
So they probably did this to everyone. Hey, we got to freeze your accounts for a couple months till we get this money back. So sorry for the inconvenience. So now your accounts, you notice it's frozen. Okay.
Yeah. So I I was like, oh, it's not going to be that big of a deal. I'll get to just like add money to my Cash App, use my Cash App card.
Correct.
I go to Perry's Pizza yesterday because I wanted some pizza and I could not use it. It would not let me add money to my Cash App.
You said you were getting pizza on Friday.
You couldn't even buy a slice?
No, he doesn't have any
money. I had cash. So I like thankfully keep a little bit of cash on me. So I was able to like still buy it.
You used your last $4 at Perry's Pizza.
That's it.
Wait, that's bad.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
It's Breezy's dad. How are you?
Hot toddy. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I know a little bit about finances. I had to help Joe out here. I mean, can't he just go to the bank and get cash for the dinner? I mean, they do still accept cash, you know.
There's not that much money in the account.
That's a whole other problem. Yeah, he's having trouble because, you know, you have a little cash in the... By the way, why can't... You know, Breezy, you're talking about turning over a new leaf this year. This is an opportunity to maybe help our intern Joe out. Why don't you pay for their dinner tomorrow night?
I'm so good.
He'll pay you back, though.
He'll get you back.
Yeah, no, he's good for the money.
They always pay me back. And then I'm like, hey, you got that $20 you owe me? They're like, I don't even know who you are. Buzz off, woman.
Todd, what would you do in this situation, Mr. Financial Advisor?
Well, actually, just last week, I had a charge on one of my cars that I didn't know, and I called them, and they were able to get me a card in like one day. And they FedExed it to me, and I'm good to go. So I don't know what bank he deals with, but I would expedite that.
That was probably me putting the charge on there.
Yeah, he does. Sometimes they charge you a little extra to expedite the card, and that's money he just doesn't have.
But
right
for me, I'm traveling back to Florida tomorrow, and I'm gonna. I need. I can't travel without my card. So
yeah, there you have it. Thanks, buddy.
But I do carry cash, but nobody takes cash anymore, so yeah. I'm really pissed off about that.
That's the thing.
It's a scam.
I can't use cash on campus.
Nope. At all.
Right. So I have to have money in a card.
They want to keep track of every move you make. That's
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Todd, thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, good luck, Joe. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
He calls and he's like, take out cash. And then he goes, they don't accept cash anywhere. So
yeah. So is it wrong if in a situation like this, you're taking your girlfriend out tomorrow night on a Tuesday.
Yeah, she just I'm asked conflicted. When you were going to see her again.
Yeah, so she's texting you, when are we going to get together? You made plans tomorrow night to go to dinner. Yeah. Is it wrong if Joe, because you're what, 2-3 weeks into the relationship? It's kind of official now. Yeah. Is it wrong if he asked her, hey, you think you could spot me? And I say 100% because you need to see right off the bat and test her the waters a little bit on how she reacts to this type of situation. Does she have your back?
Yeah.
Does she have your back?
In sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm conflicted. Like, I'm going to go to the bank, see how quickly they can get a new card to me. If they can get it to me tomorrow.
Honestly, I wouldn't even worry about the card. I would genuinely put her to the test because if she looks at you and she's like, no scrubs. You know what I mean?
Right, no scrubs. Let me ask you something. You've been out with her a handful of times, yeah?
Yeah.
Has she ever offered to pay for anything?
No, I mean,
but I
never put her in the situation to do so. I don't even let it happen.
It's not about that.
It's not about
Let's
that
say
at
you
all.
Guys go out to
a
movie.
You have to do at least fake out.
Right. You got to do a fake out. What happens if you guys go to like anything? You go to the store, you offer to pay for something. Does she ever be like, hey, let me get this or reach in the old Louis Vuitton to try and help pay? Has she ever offered?
She reached.
The reach is there.
The reach was there.
But I mean, she's but dating
us. I was like, no. And I put her hand down.
You're like, no. I make big money at PXY. Don't you worry about that.
We've all done the fake reach. Everybody does the fake reach, especially at dinner.
You've done it?
I do the fake reach. I've done the fake reach.
You've done it.
What girl's paying for you?
No, I'm talking about like at a group dinner. The guy's like, no, dude, I got it. Your money's no good here. I'm like, come on. The fake reach? I'm going for it, but I'm not paying. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. you're,
test the waters.
You're reaching, but you're trembling. So you're like, I only have $20 on this card.
There's been times, dude, where I've been out on a date. And, you know, the West Coast is an expensive place. And I've played roulette. I've gambled. I don't know if I had the money there. So when the bill came and it was $180, I was running to the bathroom to switch money over from my savings into my checking.
Oh, that's so that's tough. Rough.
Thank God for overdraft fees. But I think you should ask her, Joe, and get back to us. Hey, I'm in a little bit of a... I've had a couple of...
I'm in a bind.
I'm in a bind. Do you mind paying for the dinner tonight? I'll get you back. I really appreciate it. And then see how she reacts.
All right. I'll shoot the text.
And if that's the case and she's like, cool, we'll go to Moe's, then it's kind of a telltale sign when you were planning on going to Black and Blue and now you're going to Wendy's.
No, but I think, you know, she's a working girl. She's got you. If she really cares about you,
she'll hold you down.
You know, she'll tighten you down.
Big Red.
Big Red.
Every king needs a queen, you know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly.
Every ATM needs cash, you know what I mean?
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY. Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater. Yeah.
I figured I'd pick an Easter movie this week, with Friday being Good Friday, and then Easter Sunday creeping up on us this weekend. It only made sense. Now, Breezy's going to watch, we're going to act out this movie. She'll go home tonight, watch it, and then bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. Breeze, really getting into character today. You're going to play an old Filipino 70-something-year-old mom.
Oh, I got it.
All right.
Back to my roots.
So, you're calling me, I'm playing your son today, and you're asking me, making sure that I have a priority to make it over on Sunday for Easter. Okay. But you're a very controlling, manipulative mother.
Back to my roots.
Back to your roots. Okay. Let me set the tone here because I am driving while we do this. I'm in the busy streets. Intern Joe, you want to do the honors? I don't really let anyone do this, but feel free to call action this morning.
Ready?
No, you got to say lights.
Lights. Camera, action.
Hi, Mom. Listen, I can't really talk right now. I'm kind of busy.
Joseph, what are you doing? I need to know what time you're going to be here for Easter on Sunday.
I don't know. I'm really busy. I just tested for this pilot.
Joseph, you're going to be a pilot?
No, I'm a network pilot for, like, you know, like a TV show or something like that.
Joseph! Oh, my God, my Joseph. You're going to be playing a pilot on TV?
No, Mom. Listen, I'm not playing a pilot. I tested for a pilot show with the network. I'm going to be playing a lawyer.
You could have been a lawyer, Joseph. If only you had applied yourself. I told you so many times. You could have been something.
Mom, you know, I am something. I mean something to someone. I'm an A-list celebrity, Mom.
Joseph, don't be full of yourself. People don't like that.
Mom, I gotta go. I'll call you later.
Are you coming this Sunday for Easter? We're all expecting you, Joseph.
Mom, I can't really talk right now. I'm very stressed out. I have to call you back. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Joseph, don't talk to me like that. I am your mother. Oh, my God. Lord, forgive him.
And cut.
Classic.
Absolute classic. Joe, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think the acting was on that one today?
I'd give that a 9.
Oh, yes, you would.
It's a little generous, buddy. Okay? You've been with us for how long now? You've sat in on quite a few Moosterpiece theaters. You can give it an actual score. 1 out of 10.
8.5.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
Breezy? This is, I don't know if anyone knows this movie. This is starring our friend, celebrity Joe Coy. Huge friend.
Yeah, I heard he's not great.
What do you mean?
I heard a lot of people don't like him.
Why? People like him?
Well, he bombed that one award show that he hosted. That wasn't great.
Yeah, but what about all his comedy specials?
I heard they weren't that funny.
Oh, my God.
He also already screwed over Chelsea Handler, so not really?
He screwed over? Nobody cares about Chelsea Handler. Oh. All right, the name of this movie
I do. She's actually a friend of the show. She's been on the show multiple times, so.
Easter Sunday is the name of this this film. So you'll go home tonight, Breezy. You'll watch it, bring it in tomorrow for your review, where you can score it horribly, considering you're not a fan of Joe Coy. Yes?
I don't know. He gives me the ick, kind of. Right?
I don't know. I like the guy. I've seen him live a handful of times before he was actually really huge. I always thought he was talented.
Really?
Yeah, comedy's not easy.
I didn't even know he was a thing until he started dating Chelsea Handler.
That's not true.
Truly. Very much true.
But the friends that I had who worked under Chelsea, I mean, they said it was a horribly toxic environment. Kind of like working for Alice.
They say that about every woman. Who's Alice?
Ellen? Oh, DeGeneres?
Ellen, yeah. They say that about every woman who does a talk show, so. They're like, she's a monster. Ellen, Chelsea.
I've only heard about
Oprah,
Ellen.
Wendy. I mean, the list just, J-Hud, it just keeps going.
I don't know most of those people, but we'll get to your review tomorrow morning for Breezy's big movie review. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 64 for the high today. It's about time.
Mm-hmm.
More drama?
More drama. Guys, just a little PSA. Like, you reach a certain age in your life and you get older and wiser and you start to realize you don't have to be friends with everybody. You don't have to give everybody your precious time and attention. And if somebody's like upset about that, that's a them problem and you can't spend any time worrying about it.
Right. Not being friends with everyone sometimes is the best thing you can do for your mental health.
Furthermore,
it's exhausting.
Furthermore, if you suffer from anxiety or creating narratives in your own head, that is nobody else's business but your own, and you need to stop involving other people in your own weird narratives and anxieties that you're making up in your own head.
Well, tell us what happened.
Last week, last Monday, literally a week ago today, I got a message from this girl who I've met two times in my entire life.
Okay.
And she follows me on Instagram. I went back to look. I don't follow her. I don't follow every single person that follows me on Instagram. I don't know every single person that follows me on Instagram, right? So it'd just be me looking at a bunch of strangers for my whole feed.
Right.
And she wrote, "Hi, I can tell you don't really want to talk to me, so I'll apologize for whatever I may have done to make you feel that way. I think you're absolutely awesome, and I hope we can be friends one day. I'm sure I'll see you around, and I'll be sure to say hi. But I just wanted to reach out because I wanted to say I don't want to follow or comment on your post if it's uninviting or makes you feel awkward in any way whatsoever. I hope all is well, and I'll see you around. Keep being amazing."
What did you do to make her feel that way?
I've never... Like I said, I met this girl two times.
Okay.
Maybe it was because I didn't follow her back.
In those two times that you met her?
Yeah.
Did you give her any false hope of potentially maybe hanging out or being more than just friends?
No. Nope. Nope, definitely not. No, not at all. And I even like went as far to invite her to like a workout class that I was going to. She came.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, I've definitely like made an effort to be kind. Like,
yeah, you've done that with strangers. I mean, I remember
Like,
you invited strangers who've called up on the show on your boat.
Yeah, fully.
To come hang out.
Yeah.
But did she never got an invite to go on the boat?
I only met her twice. And I literally responded, I said, "Wait, what? I'm sorry, I'm really confused. I have no issue at all with you. I love seeing you around at whatever event we may run into each other. That's never the case, and I'm sorry if I gave off that impression.
Sure.
I just haven't seen you in a while." And she had like commented on my post right before. I was like, "I saw your comment and I was in the middle of a run, so I hadn't responded yet. Glad you're still crushing it. See you soon."
Okay.
No response. So I think what the moral of the story is here is like, when you reach a certain age, you need to realize, A, it's okay to not be friends with everybody, and you're not entitled to everybody's friendship.
Is there a part in the story here where she let you, you know, started your entire apartment on fire?
Not yet. More to come. Stay tuned.
I'm just waiting for this story to go south real quick.
No, I think it's more of just like a PSA in like the sense of the older you get, the less tolerance you have for others and their anxieties and narratives, and it's just like none of your business. It's none of your business.
So basically what you're saying is you're frustrated because really what this is about is she took nothing and made it into something.
150%. I don't even know this woman.
And
she's almost like, I can tell you hate my guts and want me dead. I'm like, I don't even know you.
Right.
Never once had more than a 5-sentence conversation with you. You know what I mean?
Well, that, you know, I can understand where you're coming from, but from a lot of other people's perspective, they feel like they know you pretty well, even though
Correct.
You don't know them.
Correct. Yeah. And that is fine and well, and I'm very nice and kind to everybody I meet, and I treat everybody like they're special, but it comes to a point where I can't spend an hour with you. Like, I'm there to either do a job, I'm there to work out, I'm there to do literally anything else but do that. So I'm never going to be rude to anybody. But I'm going to give you my 10 minutes, and then I'm going to keep it pushing.
I feel like you owe her an apology.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I just feel like you... I felt like she was trying to open up. Maybe it was a cry. It was a cry
really
for help.
She accused me of hating her. Guts. Well,
I don't know. I don't know what the conversation looked like. I wasn't a part of it. But
well,
I would have...
You were now, because I just read it to you. No response. Sheer ghost.
I'd like to see the interaction you had with her in person.
There was no interaction.
Because you met twice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
2 times.
Sometimes your body language towards people is a little off-putting. So I'm just curious on how she might have taken that.
Are you actively working against me?
Just saying, Breezy. I want to hear both sides of the story. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're right either.
For all the girls that feel as if they owe people something, you don't. You don't owe anyone anything, so stand true to you. And if other people have issues, that's their own issue that has absolutely nothing to do with you. Stand strong, girlies. I'm not talking to either of
you. Well, it's
got to
be girly. It could be anyone.
Because you're sitting here accusing me of doing something wrong.
No, I'm not women as a whole, just you in general.
Right?
In this particular situation.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I believe you. All I'm saying is that I would just like to hear both sides of the story. That's all.
Joe.
Because guess what? If she called in right now, there's a possibility she'd be like, yeah,
I was going to say, we just need to get her to call in. Like,
again, but, I don't know this woman from Sally on the Sidewalk, so I don't have her number, unfortunately.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
Well, let me start off by saying, Breezy, I'm so, so sorry that you're dealing with these tough times.
Well, you know what, you guys? I'm just here to help out other women who might be dealing with unforeseen drama for no reason. And you don't need to worry about it because it doesn't pertain to you. It's not your thing to worry about. The girls who get it, get it. The girls who don't, don't. And that's the end of that. And you guys clearly don't get it.
No, so. Listen, you should see my inbox. I've gotten messages where people like, hey, I don't know, you know, made me feel uncomfortable. But it just comes with the territory. What are you going to do?
Made you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah.
That's a task.
Shut up, Jill. Pink Pony Club.
Love Chapel. Love her.
KXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. Intern Joe, thanks for your help, man.
Of course. I'll be back tomorrow.
I will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, you got
on
a big
Tuesday.
You got a big dinner you got to prepare for. You got no money. So intern Joe's, let's just say his checking account got hacked. So right now his funds are frozen. So we made the suggestion that he ask his new girlfriend to pay for the dinner. And her response is going to be very telling on whether or not this relationship moves forward.
Maybe tomorrow on the show we can come up with ways that Joe can make a quick buck tomorrow before the dinner.
I think that's
selling
a great idea.
Your plasma, giving blood.
Okay, all the tips and tricks that I used when I needed to make a quick buck. I can maybe share 30% of them on the radio.
He goes, I can show you how to make a can of chili last for 2 weeks straight.
64 for the high today. Our socials are High Moose, Breezy on Air, and of course 98PXY Rochester and Intern Joe.
DJ Just Joe King.
DJ Joe.
Wiki wiki woo.
Hope you guys have an awesome day. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And remember, if nobody loves you, Moose and Breezy love you.